ternyata kau mendua membuatku.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Tourism, Niluf Puspa, visited Madrid, Spain to promote sustainable tourism and strengthen tourism diplomacy during the 123rd session of the UN Tourism Executive Council. In a ministry statement received here on Sunday, Puspa said in a ministry that she presented the ministry's five flagship programs, namely the Clean Tourism Movement, Tourism 5.0 through AI and digitalization. There are also enhanced tourism focusing on gastronomy, marine and wellness experience, cultural events based on original Indonesian intellectual property or IPs, and the development of tourism villages. Indonesian Communication and Digital Minister Mutia Fiadhavid and Malaysian Communication Minister Fahmi Fazil had agreed to strengthen strategic cooperation between Indonesia's Antara and Malaysia's Bernama news agencies. AntaraNews.com reported that Fazil on Saturday made a statement that the agreement was reached during their meeting in Tokyo, Japan. He emphasized that strengthening cooperation between news agencies is crucial to ensure both institutions remain relevant, credible, and capable of delivering accurate and balanced information to the public in their respective countries. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berlari ke sana kemari sambil tertawa riang, kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan. Hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang, berkumpul bersama teman dan bersenang-senang.
La 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 la.
into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Has Gyeran Mari. Japan has Tamagoyaki. Indonesia has Telur Gulung. Telur Gulung or egg rolls is a kind of snack that we can easily find everywhere in Jakarta or other cities in Indonesia. And everyone loves it. Telur Gulung is made from chicken eggs, fried in hot oil, and rolled with a bamboo stick. Seeing the seller making it, we are just curious and want to try it. This snack is even better when served with chili sauce and various flavors such as chili powder, balado, and sweet corn. Want to try it?
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patup on the guitar, Arian on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja, or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Seandainya aku mengerti pedihnya rasa rindu ini, takkan berani ku bermimpi dan memilih untuk berlari. Karena cinta yang aku terima serpihan surga, rasa itu dan senyumanmu sebening senja.
One from Leto, Sebening Senja, As Clear as the Twilight, and you're still tuned to
Voice of Indonesia.
And that was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So, listener, if you happen to be across Indonesia and you see a lot of schools, a lot of institutions, government institutions especially, we are having ceremony today. You're wondering, why do we have that ceremony today? It is because today, actually not today, it's yesterday on June the 1st, Indonesia celebrated the Pancasila Day. And because yesterday is Sunday, so a lot of institutions are having the ceremony today. So I'd like to walk you through the history, why the day is very important for Indonesians. For the ones who have just listened the word Pancasila, I'd like to tell you proudly that this is the ideology of our people, and it is also the main foundation of the lives of the people and the state of Indonesia. And quoted from editing.co.id, Pancasila was not born suddenly, but it passed through a lengthy process that involved a lot of founding fathers and also the thinkers of our country. And it all began from the 29th of May until the 1st of June 1945. At that time, they have a session by the BPUPKI, or actually this is like the organization or the investigating committee for the preparatory work for Indonesian independence. They have their first session formulating the principle or the foundation of the soon-to-be independent Indonesia. And during that session, a lot of figures are giving their opinions and also voices. But the main highlight of this is the speech by Sukarno on the 1st of June 1945. In his speech, Sukarno conveyed five basic principles that later will be soon called as Pancasila. And the five principles including the nationalism, internationalism or humanism, and the democracy, social welfare, and faith itself. And this recommendation by Sukarno was then discussed at in several other meetings, and even it was also resulted in Jakarta Charter on 22nd of June 1945. And then Pancasila is officially used since August the 18th, 1945, when the 1945 Constitution was inaugurated by the government. And then, although it has been going through a lot of this process and it has been part of the history of our country, it seems that in 2016, through the Presidential Decree No. 24, year 2016, the government officially named the 1st of June as the Pancasila Day and made it a national holiday. And the day itself aims to enhance people's awareness about the meaning, the significance of Pancasila as the state ideology. And during the day, all the people of Indonesia are invited to reflect on a lot of things as the people of Indonesia, and also to strengthen our commitment towards the values of this nation that can be the binding element for the diversity of ethnicity, religion, culture, and even languages in Indonesia. If you all this time has been asking, how can Indonesia be so united despite this diversity, despite a lot of differences? Well, then Pancasila is one of the answers. And I'd like to proudly say Happy Pancasila Day, even though it's the 2nd of June right now. And if you want to understand more about Pancasila, you can, well, come to Indonesia and we'll be very happy to explain it to you. And more from Indonesia is coming up next, like the next one will be by Krisya with Nona Lisa. Thank you. So do not mistake it with Mona Lisa. It's like Nona Lisa, or in English means Miss Lisa. I believe the title might be not a coincidence, but it's an intentional pun. And that was Croatia, an Indonesian legendary pop singer. In the song, they said that if they see Nona Lisa, well, they will be so amazed because of her beauty. But then if we look on our surroundings, especially the nature, you know that not everything has been identified or even discovered, because the world is so big and there are a lot of things to discover, and we have limited number of researchers. So what to do if we see something that might be a new species or even a very rare species? Here is an opinion from the Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you think about the Barbodes new species from Kelapa Nunggal. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
And more to this conversation related to the species itself is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. The one who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk, a quote by Buya Hamka. Listener, Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a lot of great contribution to the country. Buya Hamka's works include The Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Singing of Van de Wijk. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Sampai jumpa. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
And the next one is a story about Panjalu and Old Kingdom in Sunda.
Cuman kisah-kisah aja nyangku itu.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
about Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. It's an area that, according to the saga, was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngurah and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. In the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngurah, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe karahayuan, for work for glory. Yes, for karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, or welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngurah. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, kayak bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abah Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu ya.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidates for region for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang gitu, daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sarare di lemur kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya WC.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is, if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and, what is it, karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis head of culture and tourism office, Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Meanwhile, related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama disebut Pak.
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
After the loss of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Hermansa.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows.
Apakah kau rasakan yang sama seperti aku yang tergila-gila? Pesonamu hadir dengan sederhana, mengalahkan rasa yang berada. Ku ingin kau rasakan yang sama, satukan dua hati untuk selamanya. Akan tiba masa kita segala sejuta cerita. Adakah kau rasa ku yang tergila-gila? Sambut aku ke dalam duniamu yang ku mau, hadirmu di duniaku.
Did you know the oldest kite in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The kite is called Kagati Rokolope or Kagati Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagati Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liangkabori village. The painting describes people flying kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Meski cinta dalam derita, saat harapan yang gelap kan memudar, cinta tetap ada walau di dera.
Aku kan di sini. Kenyataan harus ku lalui, tak akan ku lari walau memang pahit. Walau ku menangis, tetap ku berdiri. Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Aku kan di sini,
dan aku di sini.
Kenyataan harus ku lalui, tak akan ku lari walau memang pahit.
Walau ku menangis, tetap ku berdiri. Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri. Karena cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam